I want you to read my poems aloud. The best students I ever taught were corporation executives. One summer, I was invited to a summer institute at Washington and Lee University in ethics and humanities for corporation executives. They weren't dukes and duchesses yet, but they were headed for that. And they were getting a kind of a finishing school doing ethics stuff in humanities. I was supposed to teach them poetry. And I said to them, as I always do, I want you to read these aloud. It's no point reading this art if you don't read it aloud. It's like reading sheet music without hearing notes. And I said, when you come to the end of a line, if the grammar stops, let your voice stop. If the grammar doesn't stop, let your voice keep going. Well, these people, they're ambitious. They want to do everything right. Unlike any group of graduate students or undergraduate taught, they went back to their dormitory and they read aloud to one another. They read aloud a lot. And they loved it.
Oh, that's great.
And they said, oh, I'm going to read to my wife. I'm going to read to my husband. I'm going to read to my kids when I get home. Because it really does work. These are meant to be heard.